Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, September 19th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article 1894-95 New Brompton FC season. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the vast ocean of human knowledge captured on Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're going to kick things off with a fascinating glimpse into a pivotal period in sports history. Our topic is the 1894-95 New Brompton FC season. Before we dive into the details, let's set the stage. Picture it, England, in the latter part of the 19th century. The country is buzzing with radical industrial developments, societal shifts, and a growing penchant for organized sports. It's in this vibrant milieu that soccer, or football as most of the world calls it, was establishing itself as a staple of British culture. Now, keeping that backdrop in mind, let's zoom into New Brompton, a club whose journey began in earnest in the 1894-95 season. For those who might not be familiar, New Brompton FC eventually became known as Gillingham FC, a name that might ring a bell for dedicated followers of English football. But back in the 1894-95 season, they were the new kids on the block, embarking on their very first season in competitive football. Quite fittingly, they made their debut in the Southern League Second Division. What's intriguing about this story is how New Brompton exemplifies the passionate, grassroots beginnings of many football clubs that have endured for over a century. Let's delve deeper. New Brompton's journey during this period was one of dogged determination and ambition. They played their home games at the Athletic Ground in Priestfield, a location that has historical significance. Even today, the Priestfield Stadium remains Gillingham's home ground, bridging a tangible connection between the club's storied past and its present. But what was it like being part of a football club back in 1894? Imagine this. The infrastructure, kits, even the rules of football weren't yet as refined or standardized as what we're familiar with today. For instance, the offside rule, or how teams were organized tactically, had yet to evolve in the way we understand them. It was a raw version of what we see as the beautiful game now. As a listener, I'd like you to reflect for a moment. What aspects of modern football do you think stood the test of time from those early days? Which changes have been the most transformative for the sport's evolution? Returning to New Brompton, a key aspect of their story that stands out is their competitive spirit. They inaugurated their league journey on the 15th of September 1894 with a resounding 5-0 victory against Sheppey United at their ground. That set the tone for a very promising start. This was a team determined to make an impression, not just participate. Throughout the season, New Brompton's performance was nothing short of notable. They finished a respectable third place in their inaugural league campaign. Think about it. A club competing for the first time against other seasoned teams and securing such a position. It highlights a trend that stretches right through sport. Grit, resilience, and the ability to rise above expectations are often as critical as raw skill. Now here's an interesting angle to consider. Football during the 1890s was not just about competition. It served as a social equalizer, connecting people across different social classes in a shared love for the game. In what ways do you think sports today contribute to societal unity, or conversely, division? As we explore New Brompton's inaugural season, it's also worth noting the players who donned the team's colors. Players like Davy McDougall and Peter McRobbie played crucial roles. These were athletes whose dedication laid the groundwork for future generations. Despite the obvious differences in visibility and lifestyle from today's football stars, these players were heroes to local fans, embodying the hopes and dreams of their community. Considering the commercial aspects, yes, even in 1894, those were just beginning to seep into football culture. There were burgeoning ideas of sponsorships, club branding, and fan loyalty, all elements we associate with modern-day sports culture. Isn't it fascinating how some themes remain relevant across time? As we come towards the end of this episode, let's share a real-life anecdote to leave a lasting impression. Imagine a fan standing on the sidelines in 1894, excitedly watching each match, clad in the cold mist typical of an English sporting venue. That individual would have witnessed the sheer enthusiasm of players, heard the cacophony of cheers, possibly even serving tea from a flask to stay warm, all while reinforcing where it all began for New Brompton and its supporters. So as we wrap up today, I encourage you to examine how deeply your favorite sports team's histories shape their identities and communities. Reflecting on origin stories like New Brompton's can offer us invaluable perspectives into the spirited traditions that continue to captivate us. Thank you for tuning in to Wikipedia today. Engage with us next time as we unfold more stories from the treasure trove of human history documented on Wikipedia. Until then, keep asking questions and exploring the myriad stories that connect us across time.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, 1894-95 New Brompton FC season. Thanks for listening. See you next time.